Thanks so much for joining us, Benita.
Thanks for having me.
So my first question for today is, could you tell us a little bit more about the aims of the new multicultural outreach program?
Sure. We tried to run a program at the beginning of year to celebrate Harmony Day. It didn't, to be honest, it wasn't a success. We didn't know how to connect the communities and how to get in contact with people from multicultural backgrounds or new Australians. So I spoke to a friend of mine who is the campaign manager at Amnesty International, and we got talking about their New Neighbour campaign, and we thought it was a wonderful opportunity to combine forces. From that contact, Netball Australia's charitable arm, the Confident Girls Foundation, provided us some grant funding, and we also brought Fair Canberra on board as well, who have all the contacts here in Canberra. So we got together, put our heads together, and found some communities that have never heard of netball before, never seen it played. And so the past week we were taking netball to their community or bringing them here to the stadium to try netball for the first time.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember the first time I played netball. It wasn't exactly interesting, but mind you, I always knew what netball was. So, of course, when you don't know what it is, it can be very exciting to try it out for the first time. So how did you identify a need for this program?
Well, Canberra is becoming increasingly multicultural. It's in the demographics. We know how, well, we take it for granted in Australia, growing up here, that sport's just a part of our way of life. When you're new to Australia from anywhere around the world, it is quite intimidating to walk into a sporting venue. So given that, we knew there was a bit of interest talking to Amnesty and Fair Canberra. So we thought we'd just test the waters. So we went out to the Islamic school. We thought we were going to have 50 kids. We ended up having 140, which was fantastic. And about 75% of them said that they'd never heard of netball before. So we're meeting with the principal again tomorrow to see how we can, you know, ingrain netball into their school day, essentially, with the goal of then hooking them up with one of our district netball associations or clubs, and then trying to break down those barriers that new Australians often come across when wanting to join a sporting club.
Oh, cool. Well, if you've just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking with Benita Bittner, the General Manager of Netball ACT, about the new multicultural netball outreach program in Australia. So, Benita, why do you believe this program is so important for all Australian communities?
Well, if you ask anyone involved in a sporting club, they've got a real sense of belonging. You know, and if you're new to Australia and, you know, if you don't know how to be if you don't know how to connect or, create those friendships, whether or not it's a language barrier or culturally, you can feel quite isolated quite quickly. And so the aim of this is really just to get people to feel comfortable, live active lifestyles, connect them to a club so they can start to develop that sense of community and that real sense of belonging. And we talk a lot in netball as being a netball family, and that's really what it feels like when you're a part of a team. You're not just a team for a season. You're a team for life, pretty much. We have people that have played in the same team for 30 years, if not longer. And so that's what we really want to get across to new Australians or from people from different backgrounds who don't know netball, that they can walk through any of our netball clubs and feel like one of the family and feel like they belong.
Yeah, I've still got a fair few friends from my 15-year-old soccer team. So and they feel like friends for life. So, you know, it really is all about, like, you know, creating that community and that family. So what were the responses of the children and families to this program?
Well, they loved it. Like, the Islamic school, it was pretty chaotic. But talking to the principal, he said, yeah, they all loved it. They all want to try it again. So, yeah, that was great.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
and we had a group of Pacific Islanders come out to the stadium on Saturday afternoon. And again, just a real sense of family. We had 8-year-olds up to, you know, 40-year-olds all playing on the one court and all playing and having a great time. It was good fun. And then we had a meal afterwards. So
I've got to say, there's a bit of an unfair advantage between 40-year-olds and 8-year-olds. But, you know, there are some pretty impressive 8-year-olds. So
they were doing cartwheels and all sorts. So they were pretty athletic. They could definitely hold their own.
Awesome. So have you faced any difficulties thus far with the program, such as, like, maybe language barriers?
Yeah, there were some young students at the Islamic school that couldn't speak English all that well, but they had interpreters there, so we haven't come across those barriers just yet.
Yeah, and I guess, like, you know, love for a sport kind of breaks barriers like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for joining us, Benita.
Thank you for having me.